The Song of Solomon, chapter 5, and the verse 1. The bridegroom is speaking. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends. Drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. It is the last part of the verse that especially I would call you to reflect upon around this table of the Saviour. Eat, O friends. Drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. These words convey to us the image of eating together, having a meal together, a fellowship meal. It talks about wine there, it talks about honeycomb and honey in the context. So it's a sweet feast, and it's a blessed meal. We know that the Lord has a table. The Lord has a table that he calls us to. We read in the New Testament, that's what this is all about. He says, he broke the bread, he gave the cup, eat. He said, the very word here that we read, drink, he said, the same word occurring here as well. So the Lord has a table at that of which he is and which he invites us to. He's present at the table because he's eating as well. I've eaten. I've drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, and drink, O beloved. It's just a wee bit uncertain who is speaking here at the end because of the plural, O friends. And then beloved isn't plural as well in the original. Literally, loved ones, O friends, O loved ones. So there's the plurality of people addressed. And it may be that the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking as the host to his people, and referring to them as friends, and to his people as loved ones. He loves them. It's not the usual way of the bridegroom speaking to his bride. It's usually in the singular, you know, friend, O beloved. But this is a plurality of being addressed. And so there is a possibility that this is another voice speaking to the bridegroom and the bride. Speaking to the groom, the head of the church, and to the church, to the whole body of the head and the fellowship of the saints, an address from above upon them, a benediction upon them. Jesus says, I've eaten, I've drunk my wine, and now he's with his bride, and he's going to eat with her, and there's a word comes from heaven and says, eat, O friends! Drink, O loved ones, ones in love. And it may be that it's the Father's voice speaking to his Son and to us to eat and to drink as a body, to drink as a union, as one body, head, as body and bride and bridegroom. And the Lord did eat that meal that night. And he gave to them, and they did eat. So the Lord eats at the table. He sat at the table. And we eat at the table with him. But whatever form it takes, it amounts to the same thing. If we take it in the way of the Lord here, what are you to Christ? And what is Christ to us? We are to Christ friends. You're my friends. Remember he says, you're my friends if you do whatever I command you. I lay down my life for my friends. So we are the friends of Christ. He brings us into his company. He tells us his secrets. He has companionship with us. And of course, if the address is from above, as the Father looks on his Son and upon his bride, he sees them as friends. And as those that love one another, loved ones. So the Lord Jesus loves us. And we love the Lord Jesus, and the Father's looking down and he sees all of this, Oh, friends, you're all friends, and you're all lovers. The two of you are lovers, the bridegroom and the bride. So eat abundantly and enjoy the fellowship and the communion, and heaven's benediction is on us. That's what I'm saying. As we meet here with the Lord Jesus, and as we feast with the Lord Jesus, heaven's benediction is upon us, and the Father looks upon us as friends with His Son, and as lovers of His Son. And He's friends with us, and He's lovers of us as well. So there's that relationship of fondness and affection. We love the Lord Jesus, and He abundantly far more loves us. So that's what we are to one another, friends and lovers. But then what He desires of us, and it's just very simply in two words, eat and drink. The Lord Jesus says, I've eaten and I've drunk my wine, the start of verse 1 there. And now He says to us, you eat and you drink. And the Lord wants us to do that. And that's why we're here today, because we're going to eat and we're going to drink. We're obeying the Lord. And heaven's benediction is saying to us, eat with my Son, drink with my Son, have this meal with my Son, because you're friends and you're lovers. And let me say, it's only friends and lovers of Christ that can do that. If you're not a friend and a lover of Jesus, you shouldn't be taking these symbols and signs. And we have to hedge the table that way. The table isn't open for everybody. No. It's hedged to those who don't love Jesus. And it's hedged to those who aren't the friends of Jesus. So if you're not a lover of Jesus and a friend of Jesus, I please ask you respectfully not to take the bread or the cup. But you who are lovers of Jesus and friends of Jesus, obey Him and eat and drink. This do in remembrance of Him. So what we're commanded to do and what He desires of us. But notice how He desires us, because what does it say there? He doesn't just say eat, drink. You notice how He says, yeah, drink abundantly. So you can see there's something more there. It's not a cold, half-hearted thing. Eat, drink. No, it's, yeah, eat abundantly. And literally it is, be drunk, be drunken. Consume it all. Have a feast. Have a good time. Have fellowship. Eat and drink abundantly. So it shows the Lord's earnestness, doesn't it? And it shows His sincerity. And it shows His love for us, that He wants us to be satisfied and to enjoy the fellowship and the meal. Just when you prepare a meal for someone, you want them to enjoy it and take their fill of it and to really be blessed in it. And that's the way it is with Jesus. He wants us to be really blessed here. He wants us to take our fill here. He wants us to receive something wonderful for our souls here. And really that's what He desires. Or if you like, the Father desires, as He looks down on us and His Son. But whatever way, the Lord wants us to be filled. He wants us to partake. Eat and drink abundantly. He wants us to have blessing. He wants us to have a fullness, doesn't He? A fullness. He wants us to be satisfied. He wants us to be filled with joy. The Lord wants us to be filled with joy here. Eat abundantly. Drink it all. Be satisfied. He wants us to be filled with assurance. You know, the Bible talks about a fullness of assurance. And He wants us to be filled with assurance. He wants us to be filled with peace and joy. My joy I leave unto you. Eat and drink it. Be filled with it. This is my joy. He wants us to be satisfied. He wants us to be filled with comfort. He wants us to be filled with His Spirit. He wants us to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit and all abundance. And He wants us to be filled with His love. And He wants us to be filled with Himself. That's what the Lord wants. Isn't He wonderful that He wants that? What a big heart the Lord has. So you can come here expecting something, expecting a blessing, expecting a thrill for your soul, expecting to receive joy and gladness from Him. He's so good. And may He fill us with His fullness, who is filled with all the fullness of God Himself.